Hi, welcome back to my podcast. I am very, very grateful that you're following me and that you're listening to my podcasts on several platforms, Spotify, all these other platforms that you can rely on so you can practice your listening skills. And I think that it's a great way to connect, you know, with each other. I know that there are a lot of people who follow me from Turkey, from Indonesia, from different Latin American countries. And I am very, very thankful for that. Well, today I would like to talk about two emotions that are natural and normal, and perhaps we all have likely experienced these two emotions, which we may be able to control them so we can regulate these emotions in a very healthy way. Or sometimes when these emotions get out of hand, may make us feel unworthy, unhappy, and disturbed. I am talking about jealousy and envy. And, well, why am I talking about this? Because this is coming from a very, very personal source in my life. Someone who is full of envy. I've never actually felt that towards anybody in my family or social circle. On the contrary, I have always been very, very happy, and I've always felt proud every single time that I noticed or learned or found out that a close friend or an acquaintance or a neighbor or a relative is accomplishing what they really want and what they are pursuing in life. So this is just to begin with that I would like to say. But, you know, sometimes I think that in one of my podcasts, I think it was the prior one, I somehow said that, or what I wanted to say is that sometimes it's not wrong, or it's never bad to sever relationships with people, even your own family, you know, even your own relatives. It could be a sister, it could be a brother, it could be your own father, it could be your uncle, you know, a cousin, anyone in your family, when you realize that this person is not really contributing to your well-being. Someone who is a backstabber, someone who is everything but straightforward, dishonest, someone who is always, you know, spreading rumors of you. But we'll get to that point. I think that jealousy and envy are emotions that we can regulate, of course. And we can actually work through these emotions so we can have a better attitude towards other people's successes and accomplishments. Because if you do not learn how to regulate these emotions that somehow are definitely perceived as quite negative by a lot of people, they can significantly affect your relationships with the people around you. And you can hurt people that you love. So whenever you realize that these emotions creep in, there are some things that you can do. But first, I want to talk about this situation in my life. And it's quite personal, but I want to share this experience with you, because perhaps maybe there's one person out there who is going through the same thing and who is struggling to actually find some peace. I have to say, first of all, that I am in peace. I do not really, you know, hold any, you know, grudges towards anybody. But I have to say that for the last few years, the relationship between my brother and me, it has become really, really, well, for him, because really, I do not have anything against him. I do not hold anything against my brother, but I think that for the last few years, he has not been really feeling happy with himself. I think he's just full of sadness and frustration. That's what I would like to believe, because he's constantly, you know, paying attention to every single thing that I do or that my sister does. And as he always speaks behind our backs, he's always this human being that is always constantly searching for help. Financially, he's not very wise. He's financially struggling. He's been struggling for years and years. And he's always really thriving to, you know, make ends meet. And the worst thing is that whenever he wants financial help from my parents, especially from my mother, who is a retired woman, he always tries to persuade her, using me and my sister and her family as the perfect excuse so that he can actually convince my mother to give him the financial help that he needs. For example, he demands money from my mother, sometimes to the point of really being rude when asking for it, saying, but you helped my sister, but you helped her husband, but you gave him this amount of money, but you gave her this amount of money, and you gave my brother this amount of money, and not me, why not me? And he becomes really aggressive. And of course, my mother is an elderly person, and she has these conditions that sometimes, well, she's not at her best right now. And having one of her children play the role of the jealous, envious individual who is always feeling this negative, you know, feelings towards me and my sister does definitely hurt her a lot. And my parents and my sister and I have been always, you know, trying to understand his attitude, but I think we threw in the towel and we have decided, for our own mental health and well-being, not to care much about what he says or does, because we know that he has a mouth, you know, he can use it to speak and talk whatever he wants, and he's got a mind, and he can use it for everything that he wants, and, you know, for thinking whatever he wants to think about me or my sister, because it does really not affect us. But what affects both me and my sister is how his attitude makes my mom feel. That's the only thing we care about, because if my mother were a very strong woman, we wouldn't really mind, you know, we wouldn't really care. But it's this whole thing, it's about my mom. It's not even about me or my sister, because I think that now that we know, and I have to say that years ago, my brother even actually, you know, told me, you know, to my face, literally, I hate you. I hate you because you're happy. I hate you because I see you happy. You have your dogs, and you have your boyfriend, and you are in a relationship, and you have a successful job, and I hate you for that because you are happy, because I see you happy. Those were his exact words. And when I heard those words, I was really, it was like a slap in my face, because I had actually never expected that coming from my brother. Not from someone who is, you know, from my own, you know, blood. But that was the point when I really, it was like a realization moment, you know? So it doesn't really actually matter whether it's, you know, your brother or your sister, someone who is your own blood, who can actually have this terrible feelings against you, right? Well, and of course, when my sister and I had a very intimate, close a conversation once, she also opened up to me and she confessed to me that my brother had actually said the same thing to her. When she was obviously in shock, right? So, my brother, we do not really understand him, and we don't really want to try to understand him anymore. But I think that he has been significantly affected by probably the lifestyle that I have, or my sister's guide. Probably he is significantly affected by our accomplishments, and or maybe the peaceful life that we live, because my life is peaceful. My life is peaceful because financially I am very, very successful. I am a fully fledged professional. I am happy and passionate about my job. Perhaps that's one of the things that my brother envies, you know, or is jealous for, because he doesn't have the job perhaps that he wants or he's always desired, or he's not doing what he has always wanted to do because that's his passion. Maybe he's like extremely frustrated about his own lifestyle and his own life and present and current, you know, life that he is living right now. I really do not know. And I don't really care much, because if he doesn't really care about my mother's well-being, then I wouldn't care. I wouldn't have to care about him either, you know? And I feel really, you know, sad for him, because he is the only one person that is doing this to himself. He's always observing and noticing what we are doing, you know, when he checks my social media or my status on WhatsApp and other platforms. For example, lately I found out that, you know, for my birthday, which was a very special day, I was very happy that I had spent my birthday and with my family, with my cousins, with my aunts, with their families, with their kids. I was really, really happy for that. And instead of him being happy for that, he was speaking behind my back, telling my mom, yes, you know what? Do you see how he is spending his money? Do you see he's spending money on going to these fancy places, and you are also getting together with them? Like, when did you start getting together with family that we hardly ever see? So he become like judge. He started to judge everything that I have been doing, my sister's been doing, everything that we are doing. And that makes me really sad. Sad because I know that he's sad. Poor him. Oh my God. Oh my God. When I heard that, when I was told that, I was like, wow, I cannot believe it. I laughed, because his life might be so, 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 so depressive that he's always looking around him instead of actually appreciating what he already has, you know? And I think, and I would dare say that maybe all, you know, this hole he is in, perhaps he has actually, perhaps, you know, dug his own hole in which he is right now, from which he wants to be pulled, you know, out. Because when you fill yourself of all of these negative vibes and negative feelings towards people around you, you can never be happy. And your life will never actually turn, you know? And I feel sad for him. Sad because he's got a beautiful daughter, my niece. At least he's got a woman that can deal with, you know, his character. Well, I think she has no choice. He's got a roof. He's got a stable job, a fixed income, which he says is never enough. I wonder how his life would be if my mother and my father were not here anymore. Who would he run to? He said that he's got a lot of friends, you know, from whom he might borrow money. So that was my question. That was the only one question that I asked. Why didn't he actually, you know, run to his friends if he says he's got so many he can borrow money from? You know, why is he bothering you, Mom? Why is he, you know, altering your peace, you know? And my mother, well, of course, I cannot judge her because she is free to help him as many times as she wants. And I think there's a big difference also that, well, when I go and visit my parents and when I go and visit my mom, it's because I really want to be with her. I want to have a conversation with her. I want to spend some time with her. I do not... My sister and I, we never go visit my mom to ask for anything. We do not really ask for anything. We don't. We really don't ask for anything from her because he's already given us enough. You know, enough. My mom and my dad both have given us an education. They helped us a lot when we also struggled. And I think that now my sister and I, we are in a point where our lives are, thankfully and thank God, fine. So we don't need anything from our parents, you know. But they are the ones who are always, you know, so generous, full of love to give. That they're always, you know, asking us what we need, you know, and how we are. We do not actually ask for anything. And sometimes, and one of the arguments that my brother uses to push and to, you know, force my mother and manipulate her, you know, lure her into giving him the money that he demands, is precisely this, that he thinks mistakenly that I go and see her because I ask her for money, which is totally false, you know? And the same thing with my sister. And I think that it was just okay for my parents to tell my brother that, hey, wait a minute, your siblings never ask for anything. They never ask for anything. You are the only one here who demands things from us. That's the big difference. And of course, that triggers this negative emotion in him and this repulsion, this hatred, and this, I don't know what else to call it, you know? So all of these, you know, feelings, this jealousy and envy creep in, and he becomes this, you know, rude individual that demands because he just simply wants to demand and he wants to have everything, you know? And he cannot actually be happy for me. He would never be happy for my sister. Because when you love your sibling, you are happy because you see them grow in different ways, you know? And we have never actually felt that our brother was ever happy for us, you know? And if we did ever have, you know, some confrontations and some differences that at a certain point affected our relationship as siblings, I think I personally worked through it and I got over it. You know, because it was never actually about the individual subject. It was about the situation at the moment. But I think he is so immature and so jealous and full of envy that he cannot go past, you know, these episodes that we might have had before. Too sad, because my mother suffers in silence, and I don't like to see my mother suffer, because she suffers because she sees, and she knows that the relationship between my sister and my brother and my relationship with him are not healthy or not good. We'd rather not be around him, because the energy that stems from him is so heavy that I do not really want to be around him. And I think it's okay. It's okay because you decide who you want to be around with, you know, and it's totally okay. And of course, maybe he does not really want to be around us either, and that's fine. But my life will always be peaceful and happy because I live with gratitude. I am thankful for everything that I have, because I have a lot, you know. My life is abundant, full of joy and love, good friends and good people, you know. And down the road, of course, we meet and we get to know people that are very negative elements, and we just have to get rid of them. We have to sever relationships with them, and it's okay. It's okay also to, you know, run into someone who you thought at first was nice and kind, but then you realize he was, you know, completely the opposite, you know. And it's okay to sever relationships when you learn that they are not healthy, and that they are not, you know, good people. And it's okay. It's okay. And I think that perhaps, I don't know what else my brother has got to go through for him to realize that he is actually, you know, destroying one of the relationships that should be as strong as possible, because it endures time. But well, that's his choice. You know, he's a 40-year-old man now. Very sad. He never looks into our eyes because, you know, he is a hypocrite, because I do not have any other word to describe him, because someone who speaks behind your back, someone who's always spreading rumors about you, someone who is not straightforward to tell everything to your face, to say everything to your face, you know, that is a hypocrite for me, you know? Someone who expects that you are gone so that, you know, they stay with other people or someone else just to talk, you know, excuse the word, but bullshit about you. That's just not an honest person and someone you should be around with. And it's okay. It's okay. Which is not okay is that every single time that he wants money from my mother, he always mentions our names, my name, my sister's name, my sister's husband's name, even their beautiful kids, for God's sake, you know? Poor man. Oh my God. I wish him well. I wish him well. What I wish for him is a job that he loves, where he makes, wow, tons of money. I wish him that he becomes the musician that he's always wanted, and he sells lots of music on digital platforms and becomes rich, so that at least when that happens, he will be able to focus on himself rather than me or my sister and what we have and what we do. I really wish him well.